At Bella Ballerina Dance Studios, we dance through storybook themes to bring them to life. On the Bella Ballerina Storytime podcast, we'll share with you our favorite storybooks so that you can fall in love with them just like we did. You'll meet imaginative characters and be swept away to magical places as we read our favorite storybooks aloud. We can't wait to tell you a story. Let's turn the page. Hi friends, it's Miss Natalie. I hope you're having an awesome day because today we are reading Groggles Monster Valentine, and it is written by Diana Murray and illustrated by Bats Langley. Isn't that a cool name, Bats? And he is really talented because the illustrations in this book, if you ever get a chance to read it in person, are awesome sauce. When I'm reading, I want you to imagine what these two little monsters look like. Their names are Groggle and Snarlina, because when I first looked at this book, these two monsters look completely different than what I imagined. Are you ready to create the story in your head? It was Valentine's night in the dark forest, and Groggle was still working on his card. It had to be perfect because it was for Snarlina, his beast friend in the whole wide world. He found just the right heart-shaped leaves. Then he gathered up some bog slime and squirted in bold, gooey letters. To Snarlina from Groggle. Roses are red, garbage is grimy. Here is your Valentine, icky and slimy. Groggle admired his work. Wow, he said, this looks horribly good. He couldn't wait to show Snarlina. There was only one problem.
Gobble, crunch, crunch, slurp.
He had a monster appetite. Groggle tried again. Bat wings are black, dart frogs are blue. Here are some skunk flowers picked just for you.
Gobble, crunch, crunch, slurp.
And again. As sure as these spiders are hairy, I like you so much, it's scary.
Gobble, crunch, crunch, slurp.
Grrr, he growled. I will not eat another Valentine. To make sure he was not hungry, Groggle whipped up his favorite snack, ants on a log. He munched and munched, burp, until his belly was good and full. The next card will be the best of all, he said. There was so much he wanted to say. Dear Snarlina, whenever I'm with you, I have a fun time. You're better than spiders. You're better than slime. I like when we play hide and seek. And pretend you're monstrously super and such a good friend. Love, Groggle. Then he made a few extras, just in case. Dear Snarlina, your hair is so tangled, your teeth are so green. You're the prettiest monster that I've ever seen. I love how you stomp, I love how you drool. You're a horribly, horridly fabulous ghoul. Love, Groggle. How about spelling out her name? S stomps loud. N, never neat. A, awfully fun. R, roars a lot. L, likes lurking. I, ill-tempered. N, nasty. A, always amazingly monstrous. Here's a creepy Valentine. Hope you like the thorny vine. Fangs for being mine. Groggle decorated each card with care. He sprinkled them with shiny beetle glitter and tied on snake bows. They looked really, really awfully good. Groggle licked his lips.
Gobble, crunch, crunch, burp, slurp.
He would go to Snarlina's house with what was left. Groggle sighed. At least he saved one bite.
Gobble, crunch, crunch, burp, slurp.
And they tasted even better. He would go to Snarlina's house with what was left. Groggle sighed. At least he saved one bite.
Knock, knock, knock.
Snarlina flung the door open and growled. Groggle groaned a little and handed over the half-eaten, wrinkled, slobbery card. There was only one smudgy word left for her to read. Friend. Snarlina howled.
Arr!
She gnashed her sharp teeth and stomped her hairy feet, and she tossed it in her mouth and ate it.
Num, 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 gulp.
How terribly sweet, she said with a toothy grin. Then she gave Groggle a monster hug. It was a perfect thank you for a monster Valentine.
And that, my friends, is the END. What did you think of today's story? If you enjoyed listening, make sure to write a review, and we might even read it aloud on a future episode. To find a Bella Ballerina storybook-themed dance class, check out all of our locations on bellaballerina.com. We're always looking to visit new cities and find new studio owners through our franchise opportunity. Check it out!